West Georgia's first news on this Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, District 31 State Senator Jason Anivitardi on Friday told WLBB Radio that the recent approval of Senate Resolution No. 158 that created the Northwest Georgia Logistics Corridor as an official logistics growth corridor will most likely not have any benefit for or association with a potential highway being considered that would begin near LaGrange and bypass Carrollton. However, he did confirm that the new highway is being discussed at the state level, and former District 30 State Senator Mike Dugan on Friday also confirmed that everything he discussed with WLBB Radio regarding the potential Carrollton bypass back in 2002 was accurate then and, to the best of his knowledge, remains accurate today. The NGLC would be composed of communities in all of Carroll County, Chattooga, Douglas, Floyd, Harrelson, Heard, Paulding, Polk, and Walker counties. And Vitardi says the resolution was created so that leaders of the communities can work together for the future of the region. Back to the potential bypass. In May of 2022, during an interview with WLBB Radio, then State Senate Majority Leader Mike Dugan told me that the state of Georgia could soon consider building a new bypass in West Georgia that would encourage heavier traffic and tractor trailers to avoid U.S. Highway 27 and the city of Carrollton. And at that time, he said the state could begin discussing plans for the new bypass as early as 2023. A new bypass could be especially beneficial with the completion of the West Georgia Inland Port in LaGrange that is expected to be operational sometime between the end of 2026 and the beginning of 2027. That port will connect LaGrange to the port in Savannah via CXS rail. The port will help distribute foods that come into Georgia via ships at the Port of Savannah. Goods stored at the LaGrange port would then be sent out locally or distributed throughout the southeast via truck. Back in 2022, Dugan said,
so it's obvious they're going to look at the 27 highway to go both east to 7585, but also north to 20. And what I don't want to do is wait until we have a problem to look at how to divert that traffic around Carrollton on 27.
Dugan in 2022 also stated that GDOT could ultimately determine to go east of Highway 27, but his own opinion was that a bypass would be more beneficial on the west side of Carrollton because the traffic corridor between Villarica and Carrollton on the east is already heavily traveled. Owners of property potentially impacted by this build should be aware the Constitution of Georgia provides that private property may be acquired for public purposes and that just compensation be paid for all property so acquired. Georgia law also provides that the Department of Transportation can initiate a condemnation suit under eminent domain proceedings. The Georgia Department of Natural Resources on Thursday confirming a reported sighting of an alligator near Needmore Road and Highway 5 in Rupeville the day prior. However, DNR officials are downplaying any major concerns created via social media over the reptile's mere existence this far north.
We found tracks to confirm that there was indeed an alligator that went through there. Property's got a few lakes on it. We searched the property. We found no other sign of the gator other than a few tracks up closer to the road. We'll monitor the situation, and if we find it, we'll have Wildlife Resources Division come down, catch, and relocate the animal.
Game Warden Sergeant with the Georgia Department of Natural Resources Law Enforcement Division, Eric Brown, says it is likely that the alligator was transported illegally.
Quite often in the past, it's been people that have caught gators in either South Georgia, Florida, South Carolina, and brought them up as small nestlings, I guess you would say. They raise them up and end up turning them loose. That gator appeared to be over 5 foot long. Somebody's probably had it for several years. We do know that there are some gators up here. However, they normally do not cause any damage, no danger to people. I know a lot of things on Facebook going around last night were talking about it. Keep your kids inside and all that. That's just not the case. You treat them like you would a snake. Just give them their space and let them do their thing, and chances are it's just going to be a once-in-a-lifetime encounter.
Brown says alligators did push north a little from South Georgia and Florida along the Chattahoochee River following the Great Flood of 2009.
They're found commonly now downriver of Lake West Point. North of West Point Dam, we typically do not find them. However, one specific alligator in North Atlanta in the Chattahoochee that was over 10 foot long in that very cold water up there. So they can live and thrive in this environment. However, we do try to push them back to where they're commonly found.
And Brown encourages residents who have a confirmed sighting of any alligators in the area to contact the Georgia Department of Natural Resources with that information. He says alligators tend to spend time closer to ponds, the location of their preferred meals. turtles, and waterfowl. A young Carrollton woman charged with first-degree arson this week remains in the Carroll County Jail on Friday after investigators say she intentionally started a fire inside an unrented bedroom within the West Woods Apartments at 1321 Lovern Road in Carrollton. The apartment's living setting features a number of separately rented bedrooms attached to a shared living quarters. Investigators with the Carrollton Fire Department determined that De'Asia Allman Ashanti set fire to a pile of clothes that were placed in one of the unrented rooms adjacent to the living quarters she shared with others. Investigators believe that she and a guest of hers were the only ones in the section at the time, and they say that Ashanti's own statements rule out her guest as a possible suspect at this time. Fire Chief Alan English says the fire did spark the room's sprinkler system. However, damage was caused to the room by fire and the water, and additional damage was caused to at least one room below. Investigators have not released a motive for setting the fire. Meanwhile, the summer burning ban for 54 Georgia counties has gone into effect this week. That ban, which has been in place every summer since 2005, affects many of the counties in north and central Georgia, including Carroll, Coweta, Douglas, Floyd, Harrelson, Hurd, Paulding, Polk, and Troop counties. The burn ban prohibits citizens and businesses from burning yard and land clearing debris during the summer ozone season, which runs from May 1st through September 30th. This is in addition to the year-round statewide prohibition against burning household garbage. Recreational activities such as campfires and grilling are exempt from the open burning ban. According to James Boylan, chief of the EPD Air Protection Branch, smoke from open burning includes small particles and gaseous air pollutants that can form ground-level ozone. Particulate pollution can cause chronic heart diseases, and ground-level ozone can cause inflammation of the lungs, especially in children and people with asthma. The city of Carrollton preparing for Saturday's big event, Mayfest, which they say is a rain or shine event, 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. City officials say no parking will be available after 2 a.m. Saturday on Adamson Square, Bradley, Noonan, or Rome Streets. Any vehicles remaining in these areas by 3 a.m. Saturday will be towed. Following roads or intersections will be closed to through traffic and parking on Saturday until approximately 5 p.m. Adamson Square, Alabama Street at Maple, Presbyterian Avenue, Noonan Street at Tanner, Rome Street at Old City Hall Avenue, and Bradley Street at Mill Street. And the following parking locations will be open on Saturday: City Hall parking lot, Depot, Barnes Street, Tanner Street, and the Rome Street parking lot. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington reporting.